What I'm going to do, the truth of the matter is that as I stand before you, if I talk about the civility oath, I can do that in about 3 minutes, which is the citizens' communication time at a city council meeting, which I know in my head just by rote. So what I'm also going to do is I'm going to talk about that, as was indicated, but I'm also going to mention two other things that might be of interest to you. One is the state bar is currently undergoing sunset review, and I'm on the Sunset Commission, and so I want to tell you a little bit about that. And then the final thing is that the Railroad Commission is undergoing sunset review, and one of the issues being discussed there is whether or not contested cases stay at the Railroad Commission or move over to SOA. So I'll try to run through those three things pretty quickly, and then if somebody has questions, and frankly, I might like to ask y'all a question about how you feel SOA versus Railroad Commission on contested cases. But real quickly, with regard to the attorney oath, there was a big national movement over the past several years, and it was advanced primarily by the American Board of Trial Advocates. And 15 states other than Texas had adopted a change in the oath that we all take as lawyers. And our oath hadn't been changed in a long, long time here in Texas. And I then carried the legislation last session, and it passed and was signed by the governor, and we now have our first crop of brand new young lawyers that have taken that oath. And some practicing lawyers that had already taken the oath have taken the new oath. But the key aspect of that is that a prospective attorney, when they take the oath, now they swear to the fact that they will, quote, conduct oneself with integrity and civility in dealing and communicating with the court and all parties.